Hey, well, I hope you enjoyed that trip through the book design world. I mean, there was a lot of technical stuff in there. Maybe some of it seemed like mumbo jumbo to you, the stuff about fonts or measurements or all that book design jargon. But keep in mind, there is all the information you need to understand how this works in the lessons and downloads in the Roadmap program. Now, some of them are scattered around in different parts of the program, like there was some about file preparation in Module 2, for instance, and we talked about creating PDFs in Module 3, and we've gone back to a lot of this stuff in Module 6, but it's all there. So what's left to you to do in your action tasks? Well, the first thing you're going to have to do is decide, are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to hire somebody to do it? DIY, that stands for do it yourself, or are you going to take what I call the pro team approach? Now, that's a really big decision. I think if you have the budget to do it, and if you're trying to do a book that's going to be sold retail, you definitely ought to try to hire as many professionals as possible, at least an editor and a cover designer. And put together a pre-team of professionals, you're going to get a much better book. It's going to be easier to sell. It's going to be easier to market, and it's going to be more acceptable to the people you're showing it to in the book trade. Now, your second task is to go out there and research the books in your niche or genre, because as we've been talking about right from day one, it's really important to know what your readers want to buy. And by researching your niche, your category, your genre, you're going to see exactly what they're buying. And you're going to have a chance to take a look at the books. Take a ruler with you, go to the bookstore, measure the size of the pages or measure the margins, see what typefaces they're using. It's actually quite interesting when you drill down into it. Now, my third task for you is to come to my blog. And why is that? Because every month I run something called the eBook Cover Design Awards. And we have hundreds and hundreds of ebook covers. And they're not that different than print book covers, but we have hundreds of ebook covers. We must be getting close to 1,000 covers we've done over the months that I've been doing this contest. And what's happened is it's turned into a fantastic resource for people who want to both learn about cover design and also try to find out about cover designers. Every cover, we credit the designer. You can just Google their name, find them. They got a website. Sometimes they give you their prices right on the website. But you can see the kind of things you like, and you can also see the kind of mistakes that people make over and over again because we critique the covers and point out, when people kind of like went off course. Now, my fourth task for you is to really get into the book construction download. There's that long PDF in your downloads called Book Construction. Now, between that and the one that's called The Parts of a Book, which is a download from Module 2, you've got almost a complete instructional manual on how books are put together. So, whether you're putting your manuscript together and you need to know whether the foreword goes before the preface and after the author's note, or you're actually going to be doing your book design yourself, these resources are going to be critically important and helpful for you. So you can't do all of these action tasks in one day. Take your time. It's much more important to actually enjoy the process because you will end up with a better product. And after all, that's the whole thrust of this Roadmap program, to produce the right book for your audience at the price that they want to buy it at, and you're going to set yourself up for success. So get on those tasks and good luck with your book project. When you get your book out, I want to hear about it. Let me know. And if you run into any snags in the process or a question you have that you can't answer, drop me an email and we'll take care of it. So go out there and get your book done.